This is KCUR 89.3, NPR in Kansas City. The spring semester is when most soon-to-be educators do their student teaching. But with schools closed to halt the spread of COVID-19, would-be teachers around the metro are trying to figure out distance learning for their students, even as their own education has been interrupted. KCUR's Ellie Moxley reports.
Mariah Stonehocker is in her final semester at the University of Missouri, Kansas City, where she's studying to become a teacher. When we talked last week, she told me she'd rather be at school.
It's 2 p.m., so I should be at recess right now with my kids, but I'm here at home.
Stonehocker is a student teacher at J.A. Rogers Elementary in the Kansas City Public Schools. She's been with the same class all year, and she really misses seeing her fourth graders every day.
I just love this age because I'm still kind of cool. Not a lot. I'm not super cool. And I think they're old enough to have a sense of humor that's not just fart jokes.
Stonehocker's students are also old enough to notice everything that's going on right now. In the days before spring break, she says they had a lot of questions about COVID-19.
So this heightened sense of fear was very prevalent in my classroom, and it was really getting in the way of learning. So we did all this research, what coronavirus is, how can you protect yourself.
Then Stonehocker's school and every other school in the metro closed. Since then, she's been able to talk to most of her students' parents, but not many of her students because they don't all have their computers at home.
Right now, I think we're just trying to give them a piece of normal. So trying to send them packets, trying to get them connected on Google Classroom, trying to get them their devices. Even though they can't physically come to school, they can still feel part of the community. They can still feel loved and cared for by myself and other teachers.
Jennifer Waddell is the director of the Institute for Urban Education at UMKC.
I think the thing I hear the most is how hard it is to not physically be able to be there with their students. But otherwise, they're really taking this on as a learning challenge.
She says with UMKC students like Stonehocker teaching across the metro, their experiences connecting with their classes have been as varied as their district's approaches to distance learning.
So that's anything from fully participating in the lessons that are being delivered online or preparing innovative packets of learning that students can do at home that's beyond the traditional worksheet.
Waddell says Missouri educator preparation programs have been given flexibility from the state to make sure students can graduate this spring and get licensed, even though they won't be in the classroom for several weeks. University of Missouri College of Education Dean Catherine Cheval isn't worried about the class of 2020 graduating with enough experience. She says at MU, future teachers work in educational settings, such as tutoring at the Boys and Girls Club, long before they get their own classrooms.
Back in the day when I was an undergraduate, you had pretty limited field experiences and then went into student teaching for a semester. But it's very different today where your whole program, you're doing work with students, with families, with communities.
In fact, Todd Goodson at Kansas State's College of Education says this year's student teachers may actually be better prepared because of COVID-19.
When they come out on the other side, they're going to have an unprecedented skill set in online programming in the K-12 environment. So if we want to see the glass half full, you know, that skills I think that will serve them well over their careers that are just beginning.
Stonehocker, the UMKC student and aspiring teacher, says she's paused her job search with everything else going on. She had been looking forward to her family coming to Kansas City to see her walk at graduation. But they live in coronavirus-ravaged Seattle, and there might not even be a graduation ceremony. For the first time in Stonehocker's life, the future feels uncertain.
I'm a planner. I'm a go-getter. Any wall I've met, I've just bulldozed through it. But I can't with this. I want to be in the classroom. It's hard.
Stonehocker says if this has taught her anything, it's that she picked the right profession. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Ellie Moxley.